is Dickered Up. The official podcast of the Cars Tour is on the air. Presented by Puryear Tank Lines. The Cars Tour, the premier late model stock series. Short track racing at its very best. Stickered Up will feature A-list guests, the hottest topics, race previews, recaps, the good, the bad, and the ugly. If it happens on the Cars Tour, Stickered Up is chewing on it. Here's your host, Stephen Dunn.
And happy race week, everyone. Stephen Dunn, Stickered Up Podcast, the official podcast for the Solid Rock Carriers Cars Tour. We head back to the Commonwealth of Virginia this weekend. Thornburg, Virginia, just up 95 for the running of the Cars Tour. 125 presented by Napa Auto Parts and Chaney Enterprises. 125 laps for the late model stock cars who took this past weekend off. They'll be back in action this weekend. But before we dive into this weekend's preview, we've got to go south on I-95, south of the border, Dillon Motor Speedway, where history was made on Saturday night. We go to Eric Brennan and Flo Racing for the recap.
In terms of handicap in the field, the top five right now seem to be as those that we thought would be in contention for a victory here tonight, but the ebb and flow of the pack has been a bit surprising in terms of Hettinger sliding up the racetrack there off four. McKee right on the back bumper of that number 81 Chevy in the first corner as she tries to keep pace with DeCare, the runner-up.
Good battle going on here, and you can see how much Hettinger is able to carry some speed down in the corner entry. And Hettinger, coming into this race, was really adamant about consistency, knowing that she is the championship leader. And the biggest thing she said in a quote when reading the preview here for Dillon Motor Speedway and the Pro Late Models was she was saying it's all about not having DNFs. It's about having consistency. And I think Katie Hettinger has been the perfect embodiment of that. Hasn't finished worse than sixth in any of the races that we've had so far this year. And talk about these season-long points. That's exactly what you need out of a driver, and running up here in the third position, trying to be consistent. So much great young talent that we have here. Even look about a car length back there from Katie Hettinger as DeCare hangs on for second. As Hettinger looking to make the move on by and may just have it here off of turn four as they nearly make contact off the exit of the corner. And Tristan McGee, the young gun, going to try to do the same.
Hats off to DeCare there to leave a lane of running room for Hettinger to get up to and by as they went down to turn number one. And now here comes McKee to the inside. The youngster in the seven car who also cut his teeth in Bandolero style racing. Now trying to get up alongside the Lando Lakes, Florida number 88 of DeCare as this is the battle for third. McKee has been on a roll and he's trying to continue that here tonight if he could work his way up to third.
Started last year when he won the late model stock championship at 12 years old at Orange County Speedway, was winner in the Shenandoah Speedway and late models as well, and he makes the move by TJ DeCare to go up into the top three. Now Tristan McKee starting to try and hound and find his way by Katie Hettinger with just 10 laps remaining or so before we would be slowed by the competition caution. Ashton Higgins out. You can see about 7 or 8 car lengths or so that advantage he has over Katie Hettinger running in the second spot. Key once again down to the bottom of 3 and 4. He'll have the runoff of turn number 4 as Higgins slides up the racetrack.
All three of these drivers looking for their first ever Pro Late Model win under the Cars banner. Higgins again into the backside of McKee as they come off two.
Ashton Higgins there trying to cross over, tried it twice, but McKee is able to hold serve off of turn number 4. New race leader, Tristan McKee.
Tristan McKee, the winner, becoming the youngest Cars Tour winner in history at the ripe age of 12 years old, passed with about 20 laps to go to secure his first career Pro Late Model win. Katie Hettinger was second, TJ McClair third, Giovanni Ruggiero is fourth. Ashton Higgins, who led a bunch of laps there early in the mid-stage of the race, he ended up coming home fifth. Austin McDonald, sixth. Kyle Campbell, seventh. George Phillips, eighth. Logan Jones, ninth. Clint King round out the top 10. Taking a quick look at the points for the Pro Late Models. Katie Hettinger, a 13-point lead over Caden Quapple, who had trouble on Saturday night. Tristan McKee on the heels of his win Saturday night. He's third, 37 markers behind. Ashton Higgins, fourth, 39 markers behind. Mike Hopkins is fifth. Mike's missed the last two races, 52 markers behind, but still in fifth place. Pro Late Models take a break until our second Wednesday race of 2023. That'll take place at Caraway in a couple of weeks where they'll rejoin the Cars Late Model Tour. And like I said, it was really cool to see Tristan McKee do what he did at Dillon this past weekend. Again, he was made history last year. He became the youngest track champion at Orange County Speedway, a track that the Cars Tour has gone to on a regular basis over the years at a mere 12 years old. So again, congratulations to Tristan McKee on his first career win and becoming making history on the Cars Tour, being the youngest winner in Cars Tour competition. Brandon Willard has the caution flag out. We'll take this opportunity to come down pit road and stick her up. When we do, we're going to be joined by Minnie Tyrrell, Tour and 12 driver. He's got big plans, big things happening at Dominion this weekend, off and on the racetrack. You're listening to the Stickered Up Podcast.
Stickered Up, official podcast of the Cars Tour. Practice, race, win. At Performance Racing Warehouse, home of the PRW chassis, they feel the thrill of victory and agony of defeat with every customer. With a cutting-edge, track-tested chassis, they know what it takes to build a race-winning machine. The PRW chassis has a proven track record of wins and championships that speak for themselves. When you're ready to take your performance to the next level, come visit Performance and let them get you in victory lane. Online at performancecenter.com. Also, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or TikTok. And you can call Performance Racing Warehouse at 704-838-1400.
GXS Wraps is your one stop for all your vehicle and motorsports graphics needs. Since 2018, GXS Wraps has offered turnkey solutions including design, printing, and installation of premium final graphics for fleet vehicles, personal vehicles, and race cars. 100% of our services offered are completed in our 4,800-square-foot facility located in Apex, North Carolina. Check us out on the web, gxswraps.com, or give us a call, 919-213-0371, to get started on your next wrap. GXS Wraps, the official graphics partner of the Cars Tour and the Stickered Up Podcast.
We're all familiar with the term batteries not included. Well, that does not apply to Volt Battery, distributed by Meredith Battery. They're all about batteries. Meredith Battery has Volt batteries for all applications, including auto, marine, commercial, golf cars, power sport, and motorsport. Meredith Battery of Anderson, South Carolina. Their Volt Battery customers are frequent visitors to Victory Lane at your local short tracks in the Southeast each and every week. For more information and to buy your next Volt battery, contact the team at 864-226-9091. 864-226-9091. And on Facebook and Instagram, Volt Battery, distributed by Meredith Battery, the official battery of the Cars Tour and the Stickered Up Podcast.
Tank Lines, a trucking company run by drivers for drivers. For over three generations, Purrier has been leading in driver happiness, client satisfaction, and safety. They love trucking, family, and racing. As a Purrier driver, you'll earn up to $100,000 per year plus exceptional benefits, including exclusive access to Purrier racing events. Enjoy flexible scheduling, career path opportunities, zero split seating, and much more. Visit drivepurrier.com to learn more.
We're laser cutting and CNC bending. GeoCut for media blasting and surface conditioning. GeoCut, South Boston, Virginia, for powder coating. GeoCut, on-demand laser cut parts. Just go to geocutfabrication.com. Upload your part drawing. Select the material and quantity and then see your instant quote immediately with the option to order right then and there. 434-201-4824. GeoCutFabrication.com. 611 Railroad Avenue, South Boston, Virginia. One part or 1 million parts. GeoCut has you covered.
Hi there, this is Landon Pimbleton, driver of the number zero Pimbleton Force Fox Toyota Camry, and this is the Stickered Up Podcast.
Green flag back in the air, this edition of the Stickered Up Podcast, the official podcast of the Solid Rock Carriers Cars Tour. Joining us via the GSX Wraps Hotline, he's a driver, member of the Tour in 12, a familiar face for most Cars Tour fans, and a visitor and past guest here on the Stickered Up Podcast, Mr. Minnie Tyrrell. Minnie, welcome back to the Stickered Up Podcast.
Oh, thank you for having me. Always a pleasure.
Man, I know you're really excited and geared up to get back to Dominion this weekend, a home racetrack for you. But before we dive into the racing aspect, man, I wanted to get you on the show to talk to you about Minnie's mission and the special things that you guys have lined up and planned for this weekend at Dominion. Obviously, you and your fellow Tour and 12 drivers are going to be entertaining and hosting some special individuals this weekend. I want to give you a chance to tell all of our fans and our listeners all about that.
Yes, sir. So originally the idea was I was going to host 12 families involving the Touring 12, but it happened to be 13 families now. But these 13 families are from Walter Reed Hospital located in Bethesda, Maryland. So in each one of the families has a child that is either a survivor or has battled cancer. So we're super excited to have them come down on Friday after the Cars Tour practice day at Dominion Raceway and check into their hotel right there at the racetrack, the True by Hilton. Can't thank them enough. They've donated some hotel rooms to put these families in. So they'll come down at 6:30. They'll have a dinner in the Groove Music Room on floor one there at Dominion Raceway. And we'll have a comedian, Greg Morton, who's a semifinalist on America's Got Talent, who will be entertaining the families. So we're asking that all the Touring 12 drivers and crews come over and socialize, meet, kind of give some gifts, hang out with the families, get to know the kids, and then obviously watch the comedy show, eat some dinner, and hang out. So that'll be Friday night. And then Saturday we'll have a chapel service at 11 a.m. and pray for the healing of these families, which we'll have a couple people from the tour that are coming out to read Bible verses. So that's super cool to me that they're willing to do that. And then after that, we're going to take them for a quick tour in the pits for 30 minutes, and they'll get to kind of see the cars, see the trailers, you know, meet, you know, some more drivers. And I'm not limiting this just to the Touring 12 program. You know, I want the Cars Tour in general to be involved in this, and it wouldn't be possible without everyone at the Cars Tour. I mean, all the drivers, all the crews that have come forward to help me put this on, you know, everybody at Dominion Raceway, the Britt family, they've done tremendous amount of work for me in donating the Groove Music Room to have these kids there. So really just trying to make it a awesome weekend and a big event for them. And you know, the biggest win in my books is not, you know, necessarily focusing on winning the race. I mean, that would be a huge bonus, but just seeing the smile on these kids' families, or the, you know, the kids' faces, and getting them kind of a weekend away and enjoying themselves rather than having to worry about everything that they go through.
Chatting with Minnie Tyrell here on the GSX Raps Hotline and Stickered Up. And Minnie, this is just one of many things that you and your family and your Minnie's mission have done in conjunction with the Cars Tour. Something that I wanted to touch on too, that a lot of people may not know that weren't at the Cars Tour banquet, is that you guys put together essentially kind of a simulator that looks like your number 81 with the flames on it. I know Bradley McCaskill helped you guys with that as far as the graphics, but you guys put that car together as kind of like a simulator to take to Children's Hospital there in Charlotte. I want you to talk a little bit about that as well and kind of what was behind that project.
Yes, sir. So we met a gentleman, Mark Smith, who builds what's called the Children's Dream Racer, which you were explaining is the kind of half scale stock car, which is, you know, or I should say quarter, not half, but, little simulator that you put the PlayStation in, and it has, you know, some different things for kids' IVs to hang on. But we were going to put it in the children's oncology room there in Children's National, which is partly my oncology room, which I share with Jeff Gordon there in Children's National Hospital. So I'd like to put that in there. And that's kind of how the event that we're putting on at Dominion got linked, because we got in contact with a gentleman by the name of Paul Nichols, who is with the Children Fighting Cancer Foundation. So that's kind of how we got the connection to Walter Reed and got all the families for this weekend. But so yeah, the Dream Racer, we haven't yet put it in the hospital. We've been working and run into a few speed bumps with kind of getting that into the hospital. We were supposed to put it in about a month ago, but it's gotten delayed. So hopefully after we get through this weekend, I can focus on getting that thing in there as soon as possible. But we raised $10,000 to build the Dream Racer at various different racetracks. You know, fans have donated and people have donated in my community to put it together. So that's another thing that, you know, I'd like to put in the hospital and kind of make some kids smile and not have to think about, you know, what they're going through every day.
Manny, and most of our listeners know you've been a Tour and 12 member multiple times. You did take a step back a year ago and focused kind of on a weekly deal there at Dominion. You did kind of come back towards the end of the Cars Tour in 2022 and back at it full time in 2023. We're a third of the way through the season. Obviously not ideally what you're looking for, but you got to have a little bit of momentum, a decent run at Langley a couple of weeks ago, and now coming back to a racetrack that, again, is kind of a home game for you, a racetrack that you have a lot of confidence at. What is it that you and Brandon Butler and your team have to do this weekend to kind of turn this thing around and get back to you know, a solid top five, top three, maybe even a win this weekend?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we've struggled a little bit this year in terms of, you know, just mix of bad luck. And, you know, we haven't had Langley was honestly good for us, even though it wasn't ideal that we wanted to see. We didn't qualify well, but we tried to make the most out of it with saving our tires and then finishing 12th place, which not terrible for us. I mean, we really needed the finish, which was awesome. But, you know, we're going to carry that into this weekend and try to, you know, look at our notes and really gather kind of what we need to. I think I'm going to take a little bit more of a different approach to the race. I think track position and qualifying, I think, is going to play a big role into Dominion, just with how fast it is and how little time you really have. There's really no riding because the track has so much grip.
Yeah.
Just taking that kind of into a big consideration. And, you know, we did step back half of last year and just weren't financially prepared to be there all year. And, you know, still obviously avidly looking for help to be at the racetrack because, you know, we're a small team, we're a family, we're trying to do it all on our own. And, you know, we can only do it for so long until we're kind of, you know, bleeding out. Cause I'm working, you know, 6 days a week with my father trying to get myself to the track as well. But we're happy to kind of get back to it full time this year. You know, I think it's super awesome. And I love the Car Store. Like I tell everybody, it's the place to race. I mean, Jack McNally and Keely Dubinsky and, you know, all the owners of the Car Store have done a extravagant job this year with, you know, everything that they've done, you know, with Flow Racing and promoting the series. And certainly the competition level is definitely skyrocketed as well. So definitely a really big place to race. And I can't say enough good things about it. So hopefully we can go into this weekend and be good and be up there in the top five, maybe hopefully get us a win. But, you know, like I said, putting on this event and seeing the kids and the families have a good time is all I'm worried about.
Yeah, and Manny, I think one of the things too, and the next question kind of leads back into the racing aspect this weekend. Are there things that you and your crew chief Brandon Butler can take from your track time and what you guys were doing there on a weekly show basis in 2022? Do you feel like it might give you a slight advantage or a head start against some of these Cars Tour guys coming in this weekend?
Yeah, it's definitely an advantage if you got some experience there rather than, you know, a lot of these guys haven't ran Dominion very many times or, you know, haven't ran at all, some of them. We ran the Boswell Memorial race there, the 200, which was right after North Wilkesboro race. So that was the weekend, that Sunday. And it was a 200 lap race and we were running in the, I believe, second and third position, basically most of the race. And I thought we were really strong at the end, but our alternator came unplugged at, I don't know when it did, obviously, but at lap 150, the car started to lose all kinds of power and I had to come down pit road and they plugged it back in and sent me back out. But I lost three laps there and I thought I was really, really fast. I mean, we still were definitely running, you know, faster, if not equivalent to the winner at the end. You know, it is what it is. It sucks. I would have liked to win that race, but, you know, we'll move on. And I think we've got a really good bag of notes that from that race, kind of just taking into consideration what it is. But we'll have to change a little bit. Obviously, you know, Dominion Raceway is a weekly series. It runs on the McCrary tires, and these are Hoosiers, which they're also bringing a smaller tire to the racetrack this weekend compared to the 86 and a quarter size. I bring an 85. So going to have to kind of take that all into consideration as well. I mean, it's all going to change. And that, you know, that race was during the day. This is at night. So big kind of changes. But, you know, I think getting there with a good baseline, we for sure definitely one step ahead.
I did want to ask the question, and this goes to a best any touring series that you're involved with, but especially the Cars Tour. We've basically been spending the majority of the first, you know, third of the year at racetracks that don't have a lot of grip, where tire conservation is key and vital. This is a different animal. I think, you know, Dominion here, and then obviously South Boston, two racetracks on the series that have the most grip and speed. I think people don't realize how fast you guys are going at Dominion and how hard you guys drive that thing into the corner. Do you have to change the way you approach a race based on the last three or four races, especially places like, you know, Florence and Langley and North Wilkesboro, where you're having to save a bunch of tire? Here you can basically just go, you know, full on from the onset. Does that change your mentality as a driver?
A little bit. I mean, definitely kind of puts you in a mentality that is like, all right, you know, we need to go get as many spots as we can, get as much track position as we can, and you know, set us up in a good spot to be there, you know, if there's a late caution, to be in a good spot, to be able to pounce and gain as many positions as we can. You know, obviously, like I said, I think qualifying is going to play a big role into this race. I think, you know, you're going to have to qualify well, but it's also one of those things with all this grip, I feel like you almost can set the race car up the way you like it during the day. I mean, and have it driving really, really well in just a couple, you know, short runs in practice. And I feel like that's not going to change much later in the race, because Dominion, I feel like, is a very balanced racetrack. I mean, and it can go some ways. I mean, most of the time, at least my experience, you know, later in at night, the track grips up and it gets tight, but which is kind of my place. I mean, you go to these other low grip tracks, you know, later on in the night, the track frees up and you're fighting drive all night because you're chewing the tires up so bad. So, you know, we ran really well at Florence and led a lot of laps, just kind of, you know, the late race cautions really got to us there. I mean, I thought we had had a good top three, but, you know, I think playing the cards at Florence, I mean, I was honestly just trying to maintain track position, because these low grip places, I mean, I just see it where if you don't have the track position, or, I mean, you might not have the best car, like, you know, I definitely didn't have the best car, but, you know, just staying in the lead, staying up front, and also trying to conserve a little bit as much as you can, you know, I think that's kind of the way that a lot of these races are playing out this year. You know, obviously people have the better cars, the people that have the better cars are going to be the winners. But you know, you got to make the most out of what you've got. And if your car is good enough, you can fall back and ride a little bit, save it and roll at the end. But that's just kind of the way I look at a lot of these races.
Yeah, well, I agree with you. I think by far the Cars Tour has elevated. And I wanted to ask you that. You know, again, you weren't completely away from the Cars Tour in 2022. Again, you raced with the series a handful of races there towards the end of the year. But you are a Cars Tour veteran, and I wanted to ask you, with the new ownership group, with Dale Earnhardt Jr. and Kevin Harvick, Jeff Burton, and Marks, what are the things that you've seen, the things that you like about where you've seen the Cars Tour go from 2022 to 2023 with the ownership change? Obviously, you mentioned Flo coming on as the streaming partner, which has been a kind of a big deal, but you know, from my perspective, and, you know, you're at the racetrack every week, I'm at the racetrack, it just has a different feel and a different vibe. And I just wanted to kind of get your two cents on your thoughts with that.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think it's definitely been good for the series with the new ownership in terms of just the resources. I know, you know, Dale has said many times, you know, I'm not here to change anything or change the way Jack and Keely run the show. Like, they love it. They love seeing the way it is. They're just trying to provide, you know, as many resources as possible to us. I mean, you know, one thing that I think that they could use or utilize their ability to try to maybe bring the sponsorship to the lower level teams. You know, you got a lot of bigger teams in the series that have a lot of the money that can play around and race at these events. But, you know, like I said, you know, I'm just family run kind of pretty much. You know, I've got, you know, Brandon that helps me, does a phenomenal job. You know, I've got Dan and Hippie with the crew, but, you know, we're busting our tail every day, you know, working with my hands, trying to get there. And it's so hard, you know, it's hard to try and work on finding that sponsor, to get to the racetrack. And, you know, I think maybe, that's one thing that they could definitely try to do is use their resources to try and bring, you know, sponsorship, not necessarily to the series, but to some of these lower level teams that, you know, need it the most, that need the help getting to the track. I mean, it's such a competitive series, and you need to have the equipment to be competitive, and you need to have the resources. And that takes a lot of money, and, you know, you gotta have that and have the help to get there. And, you know, you're kind of at a disadvantage when you don't have, the top notch stuff, because you're going against, you know, the best guys on the East Coast.
Yeah. I love the fact that you brought that up. I mean, I think that's one of the big, not question marks, but one of the big things that you kind of think about with the new ownership group and what they've brought, and the possibilities that could be there for that and to help, you know. And I think about that, like you said, there are some big teams that run, but then, you know, you look at some of the smaller teams like yourself and Deke McCaskill, who still is very family oriented, Dylan Wilson, you know, those are guys, they scrap and claw and get to the racetrack. And I think it makes it more special when you can compete with the guys that have those big name sponsors. So, but I like your answer. I think that's very it's something that should be looked at, and hopefully as the new ownership group continues to invest in the series as a whole, that trickle down effect would be beneficial to teams like yourself. Manny, I don't want to hold you up. I know that you're busy trying to get ready for Dominion this weekend, but I do want to give you an opportunity before we part ways to thank those folks that do get you to the racetrack each and every week.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, just would like to thank everybody that, so far that's been contributing to the event this week and putting the donations forward so I can do what we're doing this weekend. Doug Rogers with Bioside Systems, Dale Krieger and his family with Krieger Contracting, Carmelo's Restaurant here, which is local in Manassas, for supplying all the food for Friday night. Mason Diaz, who's a Touring 12 driver, will be participating, and his family, the Diaz family, at the sign shop. Flag Disposal, Donald Hunt here at home with Donald Punt Plumbing, and everybody else that has donated any sort of dollar amount to us. And then obviously all my sponsors that helped me get to the racetrack: BDL Motorsports, Dave Henderson, MN Upholstery, Mike Nickens, I know you're listening, and then you know, boys at home, obviously Convenience Tire and Auto, and obviously Alma Structures.
Manny, is there any way that our listeners, if they do listen to this, is there a website or a link or somewhere where they can donate money to help you guys with this weekend's festivities if they so choose to?
Yeah, if anybody would like to donate, the best thing to do is go ahead and shoot me a message on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, any sort of social medias, or you can go to my website and contact me through there via email. And I'm happy to get back and shoot you all the information on how to donate.
Well, I mean, I can't thank you enough for the time. And thank you for what you do off the racetrack. I know that you've helped raise thousands and thousands of dollars for children that need that medical assistance and medical help through Minnie's mission. And I know it's something that's very near and dear to you. And man, a young man that's 21 years old, you've done a lot on the fundraising side. So regardless of what goes on at the racetrack, on the racetrack this weekend, you're definitely a winner in my book this weekend with all the things that you're doing this weekend.
Oh, thank you so much. No, I can't do it without the help of many people, and love doing it. Love making people feel good. And I can't thank you enough for having me on the show and giving me the opportunity to spread the word and talk about it.
Manny, best of luck to you this weekend at Dominion, and I'll make the offer that I make everybody. Go ahead, grab your checkered flag, and we'll have you back on next week to talk about it.
Sounds good. Thank you so much.
That's Mini Tyrell, driver of number 81, late model stock car on the Cars Tour side. Brandon Willard has the Volt battery caution flag out. We'll take this opportunity. Come down pit road. Stick her up. When we return, we'll preview this weekend's Cars Tour 125 at Dominion Raceway. You're listening to Stickered Up Podcast.
Stickered Up, official podcast of the Cars Tour. We're all familiar with the term batteries not included. Well, that does not apply to Volt Battery, distributed by Meredith Battery. They're all about batteries. Meredith Battery has Volt batteries for all applications, including auto, marine, commercial, golf cars, power sport, and motorsport. Meredith Battery of Anderson, South Carolina. Their Volt Battery customers are frequent visitors to Victory Lane at your local short tracks in the Southeast each and every week. For more information and to buy your next Volt battery, contact the team at 864-226-9091. 864-226-9091 and on Facebook and Instagram. Volt Battery, distributed by Meredith Battery, the official battery of the Cars Tour and the Stickered Up Podcast. Courier Tank Lines, a trucking company run by drivers for drivers. For over three generations, Courier has been leading in driver happiness, client satisfaction, and safety. They love trucking, family, and racing. As a Courier driver, you'll earn up to $100,000 per year plus exceptional benefits, including exclusive access to Courier racing events. Enjoy flexible scheduling, career path opportunities, zero split seating, and much more. Visit drivecourier.com to learn more.
For laser cutting and CNC bending, GeoCut for media blasting and surface conditioning. GeoCut, South Boston, Virginia, for powder coating. GeoCut, on-demand laser cut parts. Just go to geocutfabrication.com. Upload your part drawing. Select the material and quantity and then see your instant quote immediately with the option to order right then and there. 434-201-4824. GeoCutFabrication.com. 611 Railroad Avenue, South Boston, Virginia. One part or 1 million parts. GeoCut has you covered.
GXS Wraps is your one stop for all your vehicle and motorsports graphics needs. Since 2018, GXS Wraps has offered turnkey solutions including design, printing, and installation of premium final graphics for fleet vehicles, personal vehicles, and race cars. 100% of our services offered are completed at our 4,800 square foot facility located in Apex, North Carolina. Check us out on the web, GXSWraps.com, or give us a call, 919-213-0371, to get started on your next wrap. GXS Wraps, the official graphics partner of the Cars Tour and the Stickered Up Podcast.
Practice, race, win. At Performance Racing Warehouse, home of the PRW chassis, they feel the thrill of victory and agony of defeat with every customer. With a cutting-edge, track-tested chassis, they know what it takes to build a race-winning machine. The PRW chassis has a proven track record of wins and championships that speak for themselves. When you're ready to take your performance to the next level, come visit Performance and let them get you in victory lane. Online at performancecenter.com. Also, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or TikTok. And you can call Performance Racing Warehouse at 704-838-1400.
What's up, everybody? It's Keely with the Car Store, and you're listening to the Stickered Up Podcast with Stephen Dunn.
White flag, this edition of the Stickered Up Podcast, the official podcast for the Solid Rock Carriers Cars Tour. We head to the Commonwealth of Virginia, Dominion Raceway, Saturday night for the running of the Cars Tour 125 presented by Napa Auto Parts and Cheney Enterprises. Activities will start at the racetrack on Friday afternoon with cars. Late model stock car practice, they'll have three total practice sessions starting at 2:30. They will wrap up activities at 5 o'clock, and then 6:30, the Tour and 12 dinner with Minnie's Mission that we just talked about with Minnie Tyrell in our second segment. That'll take place on Friday night after practice. Teams will return back to the racetrack on Saturday afternoon. The pits will open at 10:30. Cars Tour practice will take place at 1:45 to 2:15, and then the final Cars Tour practice 2:30 to 3 o'clock. Grandstands open at 5 o'clock. Cars Tour late model stock car single car qualifying will take place at 5:15, and then special pre-race ceremonies. Again, a lot of the stuff that we talked about with Mini in segment two will be taking place from 6:15 to 6:50, and then 7 o'clock, Brandon Willard will wave the green flag for the Cars Tour 125 presented by Napa Auto Parts and Cheney Enterprises. If you're going to Dominion this weekend, general advance tickets are $25, day of are $30. If you can't make it to Thornburg, Virginia this weekend for the Cars Tour action, you can always catch it on Flow Racing. Taking a quick look at the entry list of drivers entered for this weekend's festivities at Dominion, 27 late model stock cars on the pre-entry list. That is a record for Dominion in their Cars Tour. The 5 years that we've been going to Dominion, that's the most cars they pre-entered. They include Ronnie Bassett, Brendan Queen, Landon Pimbleton, Andrew Grady, Brandon Pierce, Dylan Wilson, Brian Barnhill, Bobby McCarty, Carson Quapple, Chase Burrow, Caden Honeycutt, Mike Looney, who will be driving for Nelson Motorsports this weekend in the number 12 car. His first Cars Tour start of 2023, Ryan Millington, Logan Clark, who's a local at Dominion. He'll be making his Cars Tour debut this weekend. Chad McCombie, Josh Dickens, Landon Huffman, Mason Diaz, Carson Brown, Connor Jones, Jonathan Finley back in action. He is a winner in Cars Tour action at Dominion 2 years ago. Connor Zilich, Cameron Bolin, Connor Hall, Mini Tyrell, Tate Fogelman, and Jacob Hefner. Those are the 27 cars that will be on the property on Friday and Saturday at Dominion. Taking a quick look at championship standings heading into Dominion this weekend, Carson Quapple, who's been the points leader essentially all year. He has a 20-point lead over Brendan Queen, 23-point lead over third-place Connor Hall. Chad McCombie, fourth. He's 51 markers behind. Caden Honeycutt, he's fifth, 53 markers behind. And Honeycutt's only run 5 of the 6 races, so it's kind of interesting to see where he may fall. Definitely would be up in the mix with Brendan Queen and Connor Hall if he did have that 6th start. Deke McCaskill, 7th. Brandon Pierce, 8th. Jacob Hefner, 9th. Mason Diaz round out the top 10 in points. And again, Dominion, one of those racetracks, the fastest racetrack, one of the fastest racetracks that we go to each and every year on the Cars Tour. And strategies played out. Tires have been an issue in the past. Hopefully that won't be an issue this weekend, but really fast, great racing at Dominion, and really excited to see the show that these guys will put on coming from Dominion Raceway on Saturday night. Want to thank the folks that help Stickered Up come to you each and every week. Prayer Tank Lines, Performance Center Racing Warehouse, GeoCut, Volt Battery Technology, GSX Wraps, and of course our friends here at Broadcasting Experts, Morgan Patrick and Dave Perkins, making us sound so good each and every week. And also want to thank our guest via the GSX Wraps Hotline, Touring 12 driver, Mini Tyrell. That's the checkered flag on this edition of the Stickered Up Podcast. I'm your host, Stephen Dunn.
Be sure to share this podcast. New episodes of Stickered Up will be available wherever you download your podcasts.